Rebbe Nehoroi Omer. Rebbe Nehoroi. Nehoroi. Have you goyle lemakom Torah? Relatively, we're all doing pretty well from where we started from. Yerushalayim, lemakom Torah. Have you goyle lemakom Torah? Person should be goyle mimikoimai to a place which is not his mokoim. There's a mokom Torah. Val toime shehita voyacharai. Don't say that Torah is going to come to me. Why exactly did I think the Torah is going to come to me? I shouldn't say. And how about if I live in a mokom Torah? I have to go to a different mokom Torah?
That's what I was thinking.
But what exactly? How about live in a mokom Torah? What's his goal? Is with him?
My goal.
Yeah. You have to be goyle to a mokom Torah, bidafka. Val toime sheita v'achar. I don't say that the Torah is going to come after me. That's really strange. Like, that means that a person would say that, and the Mishnah has to tell you not to say that. Like, why? Why would the Torah come looking for you? For me? Why? What? Why should a person make that mistake? Shechavecho yekimuhu biyadecha. Here there's a couple different verses, but the basic concept is the same. That, well, the Pasha, Val Toimer is going on this too. Don't say that your chaverim will make it up for you. Don't say the Torah is going to come after you. And don't say that your chaverim are going to do the job for you. Val binoscho al tishoy. And on your understanding, don't rely.
This is the Elbinos.
The Elbinos. The Elbinos. Try the Elbinos. There's a pasuk like that. There's a pasuk that Mishle. Is there a Mishle in the house?
The what?
A Mishle in the house?
No.
No Mishle in the house.
In the
or like a Tanachim or anything like that?
Yeah.
Can't be a house without a Mishle, come on. A Mishle is not a house. No, where's the Pasuk from that? It's in the beginning. Botach el Hashem b'chol libecho. The El Binos Khalti Shoin. I like that. The El Binos Khalti Shoin. Botach El Hashem Beholi Becha. That's what the Pasuk says. The El Binos Khalti Shoin. So this is very interesting. Generally speaking, we don't. It happens a few times in Berkei Avos. But we would think that a Tana doesn't have to bring down a Pasuk. Stole the Pasuk. Someone else said that already. What are you doing? You bring down the pasuk. There's lots of Mishnah. They're all good. What the Tana? What's the Tana doing? If he's telling us the same thing Shlomo Melech is saying, so you don't have to rewrite Mishnah. It was written pretty good the first time. Yeah, I'm just half a pasuk. Botach al Hashem b'chol libecho, v'el binoscha al tishrei. So that's what Shlomo Melech has to say. But now he tells us. Connected to this Mishnah, the Goyel Mokim Torah, Al Toyim Yashita V'acharai, Shechavecha Yikmu B'yadecho, and a borrowed phrase from Shlomo HaMelech, V'el Binos Kal Tishrei. So you have to know what exactly the half apostle is doing here. Besides that, I think everything is pretty clear. Except a few words.
All of them. How they connect.
Yeah. We'll start with Nehoroi. Who is Rabbi Nehoroi? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara Shabbos. Who he is? This Mishnah is brought down the Gemara Shabbos. On Daf. Follow it in. Somebody's got to bring it down. Kuf Mem Zayin on this. Tonalono Horoi Shmoy Eloeb Nechemye Shmoy Ramilo Rebeloza Ben Aroch Shmoy. Well, that his really name was not Rebbe Noah Roy. His real name was either Rebbe Nechemye or Rebeloza Ben Aroch. Rebbe Nechemye we know less about. Rebeloza Ben Aroch is well known. There's a lot of things from Rebeloza Ben Aroch. He's from the big ones. Rebeloza Ben Aroch Shmoy Rebbe Noah Roy. His name is Rebeloza Ben Aroch. Sheman here ainei chachomim be'alocha. He enlightened the eyes of chachomim in halacha. So, definitely this kinui is coming to clarify to us the importance of this Tana, the special role, the special madrega that he had. I mean, every ne'er mitzvah v'toyah, or every Tana, every Talmud Chacham, is mayor. But giving somebody a name like that, a nickname, Reb Neroi, means that we have to know that this person had a particular madrega. He, as many in the Forshim explain, the last Mishnah spoke about Keset Torah, and that of all the Ksorim, the Keset Torah is the highest. So the next Mishnah is telling you by Reb Neroi, who is a expression of Keset Torah, of what the requirements are. So what do you do about it? So Rabbi Noy, that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara starts a little different. Omer Rabbi Chalboy, Chamra de Bogliaiso, Maya de Diumesis, I don't know how to read these names. There's some place called something or other where there's very good wine, and there's some other place where there's very special water. And Kipchu Asar Shvotim Yisrael. That's what destroyed the Asar Shvotim. Because they got involved in Taivis, as she says, and that's what took them off the Derech. Rashi, Shoyu Asar Shvotim, Shoyu Balei Hanoe, Vasukim Bekach, Velohu Asukim Vetoyu, Vayotzu Letar Yisrael. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Ikla Lahosim. He ended up in those places. And he got involved. He got involved in what went on over there. Iyakar Talmudei. He lost his learning. The whole thing. Like nowadays, you know, you write a whole thing in the computer, delete, it's all gone. So that's the way he used to do it then. When he came back to the yeshiva after Ben Hazman and whatever that was, also came back, Mikri Pesafra, came to read in the Torah, Boy the Mikri Achoyish Hazel Lochem. Right on time, right? Achoyish Hazel Lochem. Oma Cheirish Hoyalib. You couldn't even read the passage straight. Cheirish hoyolibon. Bo rabbanon rachme alei. The chachomim were mespal on him. V'horo talmuda. And he got back his learning. V'hainu ditnan. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ebne yoy oyme havi goylo la makom tayo. as opposed, Rav Noi was telling you from personal experience. Have you go to the Makom Torah as opposed to going Begoyle to Makom of the wine and water? You can't rely that the Torah that you had, you have it already. The reason why, it's not going to come to somewhere it wasn't. That's not happening. He had the Torah. He was already Rav Elazar ben Aruch. You think that if you go away from the Makom Torah with your Torah, carrying in your package, and you go for vacation, it's going to go with you? Not necessarily. You can get left behind. Al toime shiitova yacharecho. Ve'al toime shechavarecho yikumu biyadecho. Says, that happened to me. I got lucky. My chaverim, the rabbonon, were mispalo, and I got my Torah back. But you ain't say mechala nes. It's not going to happen every time. And there'll be no schalti showing. Don't think that if you're going to lose it, you'll always be able to figure it out again. You'll redo it. Big deal. I'll learn it again. It'll happen again. I'll be no schalti showing. Don't worry. So now, the Mishnah takes on a different picture a bit. Takes on a different picture. The Chazal are always very clear on the proper kovod for each tana and each amora individually. Special kovod that each one deserves, each one gets. But on the other hand, we find, just like the Torah tells us, the chatoyim of the gedolim harishayim, we have chatoyim of Ruvain, we have Shvatim, we have chatoyim of Yosef. Even the Ovoi, the Ma'ida, okay, the Torah writes it down for Doris, so we should know to learn. So the same thing, even these giants, not Chas al Kvoidom, if there's a lesson to be learned. And Fakert, all of this Mishnah, he's telling us with the title of Reb Noroi, with his glory. And me, you know who's speaking? Reb Noroi. The Meir Eini Chachomim Ba'alocha. Take it from me, I know. I know from both sides of the fence. I know what it is if you have Chesed Torah, your Rebbe Noroi, and I know what it is if you go the wrong way, if you don't listen to this mission. I went through it, I know. Take it from me, personal experience. The Mishnah, the Gemara, is teaching us on the expense of having to tell us the Gnai, the Zoyim. He got involved, wine, water, went away from Talkum Torah. The whole mission is coming to teach us. It's okay. Reb Noroi, right? Still got his title. Especially has his title. But he has something to teach us that we all have to know. So let's see. Let's see if we can understand a little bit. What is it that he has to teach us? Heavy goyle lemakom Torah. Now, from the story here, there's a confusion. If we would have the Mishnah without the Gemara, not in every Mishnah Pirkei Avos do you have a Gemara, almost on the end here. But here we have a Gemara on the Mishnah. So we didn't have the Gemara, we would think that having goyel a Makom Torah, its main point is being a Makom Torah. The thing is, you have to have a Makom Torah, that's the issue. Without a Makom Torah, it's difficult to learn Torah on your own, something like that. And then we would have validly the question that we already asked. So then, if that's what your point is, say so. Say, be in a Makom Torah. Don't have to get involved in how you're going to get there. Maybe you already are there. Have you goyel a Makom Torah in particular? But the Mishnah Gemara teaches us that there's a different issue going on over here, which we didn't quite hear when we read the Mishnah. We didn't hear it clear enough. Once we hear the Gemara, maybe we can hear the Mishnah properly. The issue is Titus. The issue is there are koichas in the world that can destroy a Sar Shvatim Klais, that can destroy your Blazer Ben Aruch. And there's somewhat of a chash that they can destroy us too. we have what to be concerned about. If a Saras HaShvatim could lose it, if a Lezer Ben Aruch could lose it, then why are we so sure of ourselves? Well, what are we so sure of? So there's a subject matter over here. That's it. Yes, question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost a bit of your... Before you... Right, a moment ago you said, okay, now let's see what has to teach us. I was missing the point of your introduction up to that point.
Right. Let's see the Mishnah. We'll see the Gemara. What we would understand the Mishnah, what we understand now that we have the Gemara. If we would just have the Mishnah from beginning to end, we probably would not have chapped that the subject is... getting away, going towards Torah and away from Taiva. We wouldn't have got that there. We would have to know quite a bit to be able to understand that that's the subject. It's true that maybe we could figure it out, but there's a good chance we would have missed it. The Mefarshim ask it already as a kasha, that the problem wasn't that he was in Goyle of Mokam Torah, that he wasn't Goyle of Mokam Torah. The problem was they got involved in Taiva. That's the definition.
That's the Yaakov of the show.
So it's the definitions. Here, the issue of the Mishnah, it sounds like the issue is because you have to be in a Makom Torah. Right. So, and that's in a Chanami, meaning the Forshim explained the Mishnah according to the Pashut Pshat also without the Gemara. The heavy goal of the Makom Torah, the main point is that a person can learn Torah in his hometown. He learned Torah in his house. And he has an opportunity to learn Torah in a place where it's a Mokum Torah. So Torah tells you, make an effort, even if you have to go out of your place, to be in a Mokum Torah for Torah purposes. So we would learn the Mishnah, the Mishnah teaching us how to learn Torah. Right? It says that everything needs its Mokum, and Torah needs a Mokum Torah. So what's the issue? The issue is being in a Mokum Torah and learning Torah, or learning Mokum Torah in a non-Mokum Torah, in a par of a place, like your house, for example. Okay. I would say maybe the neighborhood empty base medrash, as opposed to going someplace a full base medrash, a Mokum Torah. So Misha is telling us that if you want to learn Torah, you want to get the Keser Torah, you need the advantages of a Mokum Torah. So we could talk about that. That's a nice issue. But if we learn the Gemara, we find out there's another issue here going on. What's the definition? And it's a kasha. The Mefarshim ask it as a kasha. But the Gemara is teaching us from this Mishnah, and the Gemara says Mefurish. Okay? Gemara says Mefurish, that this story, v'hainu t'tna, that this story is the basis of the Mishnah. This story that happened with the Tana of the Mishnah is the basis of the Mishnah. But it's a different point. It's a different point. Here the Mishnah is telling us a point of chayr of darkei alimud. If you want to learn Torah properly, it requires the advantage of a mokum Torah. It doesn't say learn Torah as opposed to not learn Torah. So we're assuming that. What are you going to do in the mokum Torah? You're going to learn Torah. So it means when you're not in the mokum Torah, you're also going to learn Torah. In other words, it's telling you that if you want to learn Torah, you got to do it right. And right is a mokum Torah. Great. It's a whole different point.
The claim is that the Gemara was mentioning for wine and for good wine and good water.
You went over there?
No. The Gemara is where the ascetic instructions were from the Gemara's outside of Israel.
Pashas is mentioned in the Golan.
In the Golan.
Golan.
No, so I have problems even with the Rabbi saying the first time that even if we say that it's a Tevah Makom, right? So the word Gola is very troublesome.
Yeah, very troublesome. Excellent. That obviously is going to be the question that's going to save us here.
But didn't the Vilna Gaon, this is what he looked up to, right?
What?
This is the Vilna
Gaon's Mishnah. Which Mishnah is not the Vilna Gaon's Mishnah? What exactly do you mean to say by that?
Well, that's what he did.
He was Goyle Mokum Torah.
That's right.
And he did that.
Wow.
When did he do that? As opposed to when?
Once he took Golos upon himself.
No.
Just guessing.
He went to Golos, that's for different purposes completely. That he spent a few years traveling around the world. He got as far as Oxford. Right? And then he spent the rest of his life in one room.
No, it says,
he said
exile yourself to places towards the
boundary. Yeah.
That's what he did.
No. He exercised himself away from Amokum Teir. He went to England, in Germany, in Paris. All kinds of places, and nobody knows where he was. That's a different purpose. It's not from this Mishnah. That's Pasha's Akasha. How can you do that? It's against this Mishnah. You need an answer. He had an answer. It's a different goal.
But when he was in his room all the time.
Well, when he was in his room, so it also sounds like not like the Mishnah. Right? The Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah is that you should be in learning in the biggest space marriage in town. And if you can't find it in town, so go to that town where it is. He didn't do that either. Yeah, he had his Talmidim and he had his own base medish. He didn't learn by himself. But most of the day he did learn by himself. Most of the night, most of the whatever it was, he didn't have those problems. He wasn't limited by those simple limitations. But L'chayr, that's all not like the Mishnah L'chayr.
22 hours.
22 hours. To go to a Malkam Torah is an Indian that I have direct control over where I'm going to go. Meaning of Gola or Gola seems to be something that you don't have control over. Yet anything that ties with what I'm saying seems to be something that you can control. Or
excellent. Gola is usually the kind of thing. Maybe that's what you meant to say. You probably meant to say what he's asking. I meant to say that Golos is usually something that happens to you. Right? If you go somewhere, you're not going to Golos. You're going where you want to go. If I am here and I want to go there, and I go there, I'm going to Golos? I'm going where I want to go. Right? If I want to be here and a Roman comes and put a chain around me and schleps me to Bovel or someplace, right, that's Golos.
Well, here he's going against his Ratzonos. His Ratzonos was to be in the Shaman and the He was Moshe in a certain way.
I'm not yet sure what it is that you mean to say. Maybe soon we'll find out, but I didn't understand.
He was Medaba.
What does this mean? So we have to know what Golos means. There's no way we can avoid the issue. You're going to have to know what Golos means.
And one other question, how it ties up to Pesach.
Come on. We didn't get started yet. I mean, like, who said Bechlal in a Mishnah talking about Golos has anything to do with Pesach? Come on. Ridiculous.
You've only been here 3 years.
Thanks for having me. Does it say anywhere in the Mishnah that we're talking about Pesach? Come on. Golos. So there is generally generally speaking, before we can talk about Gula, we found this pattern in the past. If we speak about Gula, you have to speak about Golos. We often like to skip directly to Golos, go straight to Gula. Because it's more fun. Gula is much more fun. Then we can start beating up the mitzvah. It's like, you know, good stuff in the Nisim happening. Bnei Bechor Yisrael and Yad Roma, and boy, we're doing great. But before you get there, you have to clean the kitchen. I love those before Cheres. There's no Gula without Golos first. But again, that's not the normal. It's not the normal thing is that you take this, that you do this to yourself. So if Nebuch, things fell apart and going in the wrong direction, you want to be in the Mokum Torah, you want to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and there comes some Roman or some Babylonian who puts a chain on you and schleps you to the furthest point away from Mokum Torah. That's Golos. Yaakov Avinu was sitting in his cell, and he got schlepped down to Eretz Yisrael, to Mitzrayim. That's Golus. So the two words, Hevi Goyle L'mokam Torah, are going in opposite directions. Hevi Goyle means go from the good place to the bad place, go down, go bad, go away from Tachlis. Where is Goyle? Where do you go? You go Goyle. You go. A person is Goyle L'Eretz Yisrael. A person is Goyle L'Beis HaMikdash. You can't be Goyle L'Mekoyim Ko.
So you want to be Golos from where you want to be.
Avram Avinu, when he was Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha Me'aretz Lecha, he was Goyle or he was not Goyle? Should we take a vote? He was Goyle or he was not Goyle? What is that? What does Golos mean? Well, until this Mishnah, we always know that Golos means bad. Right? Golos means something that we'd rather not deal with. Golos means going down. Golos means going away. Golos means going to where you shouldn't really be.
Golos is the antithesis of Zion.
Is that what you really meant to say?
And if we've been affected with that concept that, you know, Golos Jew is a kind of lonely preacher, lonely concept, then Golos is always bad. It's the epitome of that time.
Listen, you're around 25 years late. Sinus died many years ago. Nobody talks about it anymore. It's forget it. It's not important. It's a has been. Nobody believes it anymore.
All us last is Golos is still standing proud.
What? Yeah, well. It's one of the worst Golos there ever was. But at least when they were in Bovel, they knew they were in Golos. You can get confused. But here, yeah, good. I mean, here we got confused. We're in that confusion. We're going in the wrong direction. When a person is in non-mokum Torah, so he sees home or he's not home. In Mishnah terms, in Reb Noroi terms, right? In enlightenment terms, Reb Noroi means enlightenment.
Yeah, but he was a Moshech after something else. He was going.
That's not when his name was Reb Noroi. That's when his name was Blech.
That's at the end of the whole process.
Yeah.
He megaled himself from where he was Moshe to where he should be.
No.
Zori, Rav Nori.
Yeah. The Mishnah's hard enough without it. Let's try. No, seriously, we have to try and figure out what does this mean. Chances are, what I was trying to say before we just, let me just finish the point. Well, the Mishnah, the Gemara is telling us that we might have missed in the Mishnah that there's a big danger that we got to know about. There's a big danger. And there's very big people who fell in that hole. There's a lot of them. Asaras HaShvatim is big chelek of Klaus. Elozah ben Anoroch HaMeir Enei Chachom was a big chelek of Klaus in Echus, right? Not in Kamos. And there was a problem. There was a serious problem. Chas v'Shalom, if it wouldn't be written, we wouldn't be able to say, we weren't allowed to say such things in such people. But we just read Rashi. Kop hu asor ha-shvotin. Kop means like got lost, left out. The reason why we have Klai Yisrael in present day situation is because we're missing major chelik of Klai. 10 out of 12. That's a big percentage, right? What happened? Where did the 10 go? Well, so everybody will tell you the historical history. No, that's the technical details of it. Where was the hole they fell through?
Does it mean that usually when you go to Golos, I mean the typical, like...
One second, hold on. Let's just get the... with the Gemara first, then we'll see if we put it together with the Mishnah. But what does the Gemara tell us? So let's read it. The Gemara says, "Kopu asar sashon shayu balei hanoa v'asukim v'kach v'lo yoiskim v'toyo v'yotzu letar v'zuro." Asar sashon. It happened to Elozah ben Aroch himself. So this is a serious warning. This is a warning telling us that there's a hole the Klai Yisrael can fall into. This is Klai Yisrael's main hole. Okay. There are many chazalim that go along the same line. Lo yovdu Yisrael avidos or el kedei lahate lehem arayis b'fahesya. Klai Yisrael is very solidly built. It's not so easy for Klai Yisrael to fall off the derech. They're built on one side by an Avram Avinu, and on the other side by a Yitzhak Avinu, and the middle by a Yaakov Avinu. And that all brought us to Mitzrayim, and to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and to Kriyas Yamsuf. And that all was a Hachona that we got to Matan Teir, and Luchos, and Mishkan, and Beis HaMikdash. Klai Yisrael is a very solid operation. Not Klai Yisrael off the path. Not easy. Just good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah, which translates into all of the different philosophies and isms of the world, including Zionism, if you wish, that can knock people off the Derech HaYashar. Directly, to be Kofer directly, can't do that to Klai Yisrael. Can't do that to Klai. That's not what Klai Yisrael's weakness is. That's not the what do they call it, funny bone. That's not the place where the Nochesh can get in. It's an old story. It's a very, very old story. It's as old as you can get. It's a very old story. Okay, go ahead.
There's one quality of Golas, at least you see by Rotsek Shoge, is that you have, when you go to Golas, you're taken away from the comforts of your life. And maybe what this means here is don't get too comfortable where you are. If you want to learn Torah, you have to not be too involved in your own times and things.
You got so close. Come on. You got so close.
But that's a positive burn.
Oh, there you go. That's what you meant to say. What you meant to say was that golus that you take upon yourself willingly, that you do it, you go to where you need to go, you go to the good place away from the bad place, right? Sure, we know that. We got a whole parsha for that. That's for Rotzeach. He thought that his place was a good place. He's been living there for all his life. His father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, down to Yeshua ben Nun, up, whatever you call it. And now we tell him that, no, that place now for you is dead place. That's death. Because you killed somebody. You made that place death for you. But you know, there, you can live. You can live there. Here you die. There you live. Thought this is your place. Dead. Gone. Finished. Out. Oh, now, that sounds very familiar. That reminds me of a Gemara in Shabbos. That a person could be in the place where he wants to be, in his place, doing kosher things, and he could be dead. There's something dangerous. There's something that can eliminate. Kapeach Aseres HaShvatim is a historical fact which is very clear. They are, as far as we're concerned today, as far as we know, they are none. They are gone. They are not with us. Even the machloek is if they're coming back or not. Pashas we pass them that they are. But anybody who thinks that they pick up some shvatin, some kangaroo or someplace, and that's the Saras HaShvatim. No. 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 Not the Japanese, and not the Indians, and not the, I don't know what they are. That nobody even says. The Yichas, they have a real suffix because they're not in Saras HaShvatim. The real suffix comes from the Psalmist of Shlomo, which there's a historical fact that the Rishonim dealt with. That's the reason why there's some truth to that. But the Saras HaShvatim are not they are gone. As far as we're concerned, until Mashiach is going to straighten the world out, they are gone. Klai Yisrael is 5/6 out, lost, goodbye. Mikupach. Out. Gone. Go to the door. Reb Neroi. Meir Einei Chachomim. Not Meir Einei. The Chachomim of that generation. He was Meir Einei. He was a go to the door. Gone. Knows nothing. Can't read a Pasuk Chumash straight. Not only couldn't he read the Pasuk Chumash straight, But what pasuk was it?
Pesach.
No. We're not up to Pesach yet.
Achoydish
is Elohim. What's this Shabbos? Parshas Achoydish. Achoydish is Elohim. That's the pasuk. Pesach is next week. This week is Achoydish is Elohim. So this fish is not
Mishnah. Take the Avodah Zorah and mock it.
Achoydish is Elohim.
Oops, wrong one.
That's right. Achoydish is Elohim. That's Tisha
Pesach. Yeah, next week.
Achoydish is Elohim. Roish Chodoshim. And instead of that, he read, Achirish Hoya Libam. There was no mikra. I don't even think you could make that mistake if you tried.
Achirish, what do you think?
Achirish Hoya their heart was deaf. Achoydesh Azelachem turned into Achayrish Hoyo Liba. The heart, Vayoim Shemoya Tishmu, there's a Shmias Oizen, and then the Shmias Shma Yisrael means Havon, Havon is Aleph. Getting things into you. Becoming a part of you, hearing it, understanding, becoming engrossed, involved. Nobody home. Nobody to talk to. You're talking to the wall. Nowadays, we know very well what happens when this is called, they call it nowadays in Hebrew, a dom lev. Dom lev. When the lev stops working. So you have a few minutes to do something about it, or it's chevre kedisha time. There's nothing in the middle. It's either something that's going to turn this around very quickly, or it's out. Total. Chevre kedisha, that's finished. Plant in the ground there. It's over. It's not an infection in the arm. It's no pneumonia. It's a dome lay. A chevish hayaliba. The heart stopped its job. It wasn't functioning. And it was simply all the Torah of a Gadol Hador. We learned last, whenever it was, 2 weeks ago. What does it mean, Keset Torah? Right? And gone, out, by, lost, nished.
So based on what you're saying, had a heart problem and that caused him to go with the Gaulus, similar to the analogy made of the Ten Shvati, were already in a dead place, which is why they left.
No. I don't know. That's a little confusing. We don't know that Rebbe Lezer ben Aruch went to Gaulus. We don't know that. He did the opposite. And that's why he's telling you, I did the opposite. I did the opposite of what I'm teaching you. And I got to the opposite result of what I'm teaching. And I wasn't very good, so don't do what I did. I got away with it, but barely, by the skin of my teeth.
I understand that.
But you may not.
Based on what you said about the Esher Shvati and his concept of a Rotzeach, this is a dead place. That's a Gaulus is not, Gaulus is a consequence of the Dom Lev.
Right. When a person is Goyle of the Mokum Torah, if we're going to take that Moshe to the end, a person has a heart attack, is goyle very quickly to the hospital. That's it, right. It's either the hospital or in what do they call it? Hachaya, how do you say it in English? I forgot. Rejuvenation, whatever they call it, right? Or out, once it's over. Right? But you can't. No, I'm continuing with life. What do you mean? I'm continuing where I left off. What do you mean? I did this yesterday. I did it the day before. I did it 2 weeks ago. Mashahoy u'mashiyah. I'm just going on with my life. This is not... Before heart attack and after heart attack, that's a different story. Forget about it. That's gone. That's past. Right? If you want to stay there, then you're dead. Right. Now, it's either bigoloi l'mokum tayra, right. Find a way to get reattached. Rejuvenation. How do you say rejuvenation in Hebrew?
Resuscitation.
החוידש הזה לכם. חידוש. חידוש. That's it. Those are the two things. There's a point where it's this way or that way. Now you can't stay where you are, right?
That was the diagnosis. That's the puzzle.
That's what he was told, exactly what's all going on. He was announced in front of, I don't know, 10,000 people. How many people were there? Right? You know what his situation is? Instead of a chodesh azalachem, he's holding by a chayesh hoyalu. And without the special tefillos of the Rabbanon, that would be it. That's where it would end. And we wouldn't have a Mishnah. We would have to go on to the next Mishnah. I don't even know if we'd be here to go on to the next Mishnah. Okay. But we wouldn't have the Mishnah. Chon will mispal, save the day. But he tells us, don't rely on that. Don't rely on that. I'll have a Yerida and then an Aliyah. Not every Yerida is a Tzarech Aliyah, not every Yerida is, you know. Oh, my health will deteriorate a little bit and then I'll work on getting it back. Yeah, you can do that maybe on 1 kilo extra and 1 kilo less. Okay? But not in Dom Lev. I won't take my care of myself until Chas V'Shalom somebody should have a heart attack. Right? And then I'll work on getting his health back. Before heart attack and after heart attack is a different story. So we'll start again with the Ritzeach, what you meant to say. The Ritzeach is the example of there's life, a point where that life is finished. And if you can't find a new way of how to start over, then death. And you've had it. So you don't have a place anymore. You're going, well, home, sweet home, you pray a chair, you know. No, death. No, that's death. It can't out. Can't do that anymore. Okay. So the Mishnah tells us, the Pasuk tells us, by we'll start with the Gedur Ratzeach. Be'emes, there's a Goyal Adam around, meaning you killed somebody, Om non Ashogig, so they can't kill you in Besdin. But killing a person even B'Shogig, you can get killed for that. That's death. That ends the possibility for your life to continue from where it left off. You cannot continue life where left off. That is gone. If you stay where you are, you will be killed. Because that's your situation. You got involved, intimately involved with death. So, that's it. Don't leave. Don't leave. Heart attack. Finish. Goodbye. So it's either, you're not staying home. You're either going to the hospital or you're going to give a show. There are certain mild heart attack victims. I had once, unfortunately, the opportunity to be in such a situation where the person's in the middle of a heart attack. He may even be slightly aware of it to some degree, but he's denying and he refuses help. And you see this person, if you don't get him to help quickly, then Hashem Yerachem, and he's arguing with you. And you can't even argue with him because you can get him upset. You can kill him. Okay. He's telling you, don't you dare pick up the phone, call anybody. And he's very upset. And if you just continue this, so what do? You call and get him upset. You don't call, you don't die. And you're like, which way do you do it? Okay. It's like Kira, right? Yeah, Kira situations are like that too.
So the homeless is describing a video that matters.
Yeah, like being born into this world. Fire? Fire.
You don't know. You don't. It's like if you predict the hill of the Rotseah, you can play with it, you know, play with one bullet in the chamber aimed at this person, but the minute it goes off, your life is changed. It can never be the same. So the time is you can push up to a point, but you never know where that point you go.
Yeah, when you get past that point.
Well, I mean, it's bad and the Torah is good. You know, in the need a knock on the head or something. But you know this.
How do you know this? I still don't know it. I'm trying to figure it out. But the Mishnah, you knew until now that you can die from Titus? Completely dead out, goodbye, finished? And then, like, it's for real, like, me tomorrow kind of thing? I mean, if we knew this, then there's a lot of things we would do different. You know, Titus are bad, yeah, but they're not so bad. That means that you're Titus and you win some and you lose some, and you go on with your life. No, you don't go on your life. It's over, dead, done, gone, fine, ending.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you don't find a new way how to start over, then it's finished. You knew that? I didn't know that. Yeah, we have a Rosh Hashanah, we have a Yom Kippur, we have Tshuva, we have a thousand ways to get. No problems.
You didn't know it.
Did you know that you could die from typhus? It can kill you. And it doesn't have to be Ashes Ish or something like that. It could be some wine, some water. It could be like, you know, a vacation. Like a Ben Zman kind of concept. It's not a yeshiva, is it? You don't have to get too involved in Ben Zman, right? We're learning next week too, the same thing. No, we don't have any such concepts. Right? We don't have those problems, do we? Yeah, no problems. You knew that you can die from it? Did you know that? I didn't know that. I still don't know it. I'm teaching it, I don't know it. If I one day I will finally realize it. Then I'm going to have to go find the Mokum Torah to be going for before I die. But before you can even start going to the Mokum Torah, you have to find out that you're in danger. Then not only you're in danger, you are possibly dead. You are either have a golem up in Torah or dead. Oh, I'll go on with my life. No, you will not go on with your life. Your life is not, you can't just go on with your life.
Picture that little tiny that like in Times Show, people are on Times Square thing.
That's what I said. So like maybe like Ace, she doesn't say that he did anything so terrible. And he got drunk at worst. I don't know.
No,
I don't know where he lived.
Yeah, but Miss
Tom is doing his Shiro Yom.
He does that
with his Tom. What did he do there?
Yeah,
it was Nimshe
Chachareim. So to whatever level.
Whatever level.
I have a request. I don't think we're going to finish today. And we have to do this properly. And there's a very confusing issue here. And I request whoever is here today, come next week, so we can do this properly. I want to do it properly. There's a very confusing point here, and there's a life and death issue.
So we'll be quiet. Nobody tells what it is. For next week, I don't want to worry.
You're still going to have it next week. You think so? Get it all one week.
No, no, no.
We are quiet.
No, there's no way. We can't do it. We have to do it properly. First, we have to hear. If you tell me you don't need a mission for this, then I'm going to start over from the beginning.
No, we need
There's a pot. Let's start from the beginning. There's an Onam Arishon, and he was in Gan Eden, right? And he was Nenem Zev Hashchina, and he was had Malachim being Misharasim, and the Banshin was speaking to him higher, possibly than any Novi. And he was the one hair away from total perfection. It was ultimate perfection. It was the greatest perfection possible. There was no chatoyim around. There was no choytim around. There was no ra in existence. Nothing. It was perfect. It was beautiful. Everything was exact. It was sparkling. It was sparkling, new, clean. Straight off the press, unbelievable. Okay. There was a Loitov Yodel Vaday, and there was a Chava. So everything was doing just hunky dory. It was mamish perfect. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better.
Vateira ha'isho ki toiva eitz lemachal. V'chisa'avo le'inayim v'nechmal ha'etz la'askil.
That was it. That was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the end. And he had to be, he was good. He was good. He was kicked out of Gan Eden. So
says the Russian goes. Yeah?
Yeah.
So some people around have to remind themselves that every once in a while. Most of us have to remind themselves that we're not animals. Yes, go ahead.
So, is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch trying to teach us that since we're B'nai Adam, and since we have this back at the Yetzer on a constant basis, we should prepare a shelter before we get too close to the edge, since we don't know where the edge is anyway? I mean, we have this constant fight. We have these, you know, Kavod, Taiva, and Kiva.
You've seen them around?
I
like when you travel to Tel Aviv, you bump into them once in a while.
So,
here in the Vayakov, they don't have those things. Yeah?
I don't know what we're talking about. We give this little dialogue, imagining what the concept is.
So, to get
typhus.
Like gold and wine and things.
The thing that Adam and Rishon.
That only applies to apples or trees.
Golan wine.
Oh, Golan wine.
Not in Shabbos.
But
you have to set this up to Golan.
What I'm trying to get the point is that even what the Rabbi was saying about the Sipur of Adam and the Chava, I mean, that's Sipur each and every one of us on a day to day basis. I don't have to look at my neighbors or tell them anything. At least I speak to myself. But on a day-to-day basis,
he has some personal experiences.
There are these conflicts.
Yeah.
So
it's over. So like, forget it.
So it's over, forget it. Or you have to have a chedel tum someplace.
That's right. You got it. Very good. That's what the Noah is coming to teach us. Right. That's exactly what the mission is all about.
Who's smart enough to set up a chedel tum before you start, you know, fooling around with the Yetzer and the Tyrus and everything else. And if you're in the midst of it.
There are a lot of people who didn't take out the gas masks out of the Boyden until the first missile fell. Maybe there weren't that many, but there were many. But there were many fewer that didn't take it out after the first missile fell. And there were probably none, except for a few Gdoilim, right? That were in ear range of this thing when it went off. They didn't take off the thing out of the boiling. There was like one Gdoil for some special reason and decided to open the windows and go for a walk. But most people...
Everybody had to move. Everybody had to
say, yeah, why? Because it went boom, right? It made a very big noise. Right? And it had this big shriek that came before the boom. And like, oh, that could be kind of like dangerous kind of thing. So like I put up some sellotape because maybe that'll help, right?
We were in a Dawson with three of us ran together to your house. What are you talking about? Remember that? It went off, we went up there, right? We said to kill him, and you started with scud tape, and we finished the Mishnah or something. But it was like unbelievable. We did that, we remember?
That's right.
We were in a Dawson, and the thing went off, and said, oh, no, this now.
When a person sees the Goyal Adam, right, three blocks away, with a knife, he doesn't say, oh, fine, let's just go on with life. He's still three blocks away, but he's running, and he's got a knife. It has my name on it. And, you know, you can get killed.
But he doesn't think about the Ir Miklat when he's playing around with the gun.
When he's climbing up the ladder.
As a show game.
No, right. We're not. We're after that. That's exactly the point. We're holding after that, my friend. When you goyul have you goyul l'makom toy doesn't mean that if you should ever meet up with the Yetzer Hara, like if you get born or something like that, so then this is what you got to do. We're all born. The Yetzer Hara has been around for, unfortunately, a few too many times. Oh, very good. See, that's what Rav Noy Roy meant to say. But, yeah.
Sorry, but I still trying to get to the idea of how dangerous it is. Like, the kind of knife is dangerous.
You weren't here during the Gulf War.
But just Adam Arishon caused death. And you think it's a taiva.
That's what it says in the Bible.
When we encounter taivas, it doesn't feel like it's a problem. It doesn't feel like a life and death issue.
Right.
It feels like I want to be a better person, so I won't be involved in this whole. It's not life and death.
It's what I'm going to be.
Big stuff, you know, big thing.
That's
the big issues.
That's exactly. So that is exactly the point. Right. All right. So let's start this. If a person goes home, right, after a nice year, a very hard day in the base medrash, he wants to relax, and he goes into the kitchen, he opens up the pots, opens up the cabinets, and somewhere along the line he finds a good, nice piece of chocolate cake with frosting on top and a cherry. And he takes a piece. Did he die? No. No. Nobody said that. If I said yes, it'd be all over, right?
Yeah.
Does it have cream in a cherry? Yes. No. We also, I guarantee you 100% that in Yehud and Binyamin there was chocolate cake too. So it would be much easier if we'd be Christians. Life would be more black and white. Then, do we have a Rambam in the house? Rambam. Chelek Aleph.
Have to keep it with the back since more than Booker.
Sorry, misprinted. Chelek Beis. You want the first Chelek Yad Chazaka. That's the Sefer Mitzvos. Excellent. No, that's mine. That's Gimel. I love Beis. I invite the rabbi to the front of this one.
Yeah.
He deserves it. Yeah. The rabbi tells us in Hilchos Deis, Perek Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, Shema Yoyimah Ha'odom. A person might say, after learning a Gemara like this, Hoyel v'hakino v'hataiva v'hakovoy v'kiyotz mehem derech rahein. Anybody know where that Mishnah is? That's a Mishnah. You know where it is? Where? Turn the page. It's right around the corner. It's around Sukkot time. Shema Yom Ha'olam Hoyel V'Hakino V'Taiva V'Hakovoid V'Kiyotz Behem Derech Rahein. So far, we agree with all of that? Yeah.
That
is the. You got it. That is finished. Goodbye, Dan.
It's like.
Sounds like
nice
colors.
Astronaut. Oh, goodbye.
Astronaut's okay.
Without a helmet. Out, goodbye. Go. What? Rishoyim v'chayim kuli nesim. A person who loses all his tire is not in good shape.
So.
The Sarsha Shvatin. What was the Lashon of Rashi? I'm sorry about that. Kopchu is the Lashon of the Gemara. For the Bali Taiva, Voiskim Bekach, Veloi Voiskim Betoya, Voyotsu the Tar Vesua. We We should never know what Yotzu Tarvis Roy is. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Have you ever seen that?
Well, I've seen.
No, Yotzu Tarvis.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Right. See, parents. Tremendous, wonderful parents. Beautiful family. Everything is wanted, right? Excellent. Probably wasn't, because it would be, it wouldn't have happened. But let's say it was. At least I think it was. Right? And there's this kid, Tel Aviv, schmutz, drugs, who knows, crying. Tarbis raw is raw. Raw. Right? Raw. Raw is like kind of as bad as you can get. It's got an extra hay there. You know, raw with a hay. Like, evil, ugly, bad, negative. Tarbis raw, we don't have words to describe it. That's like America. Western society, like, forget it. I mean, anybody who goes and look at society, that's not in this world. That's clearly out of this world. That is something totally ridiculous. It's utterly, utterly, utterly not part of reality. It's out. We don't even, what is that? It's out. It is non. It is enkizetala. You see them walking around, you know, the buses. What is that thing? That's an ain. That's non. That's lo. Enkizetala. Oh, go on.
Bye. Decay is advanced stage.
What?
It's that advanced stage of decay.
It's a serious situation. So, like, you know, this is scary kind of stuff. This is Moitzinia Sodom and Oila. So there's a very, very, this is a double-edged sword. So the Christian concept of this is, okay, this is poison. This is poison gas. This is cyanide. Now I have a better one. I forgot what it's called. Right? And, like, if you're anywhere within 27 miles of this thing, it could be kind of dangerous. So get on a plane and go to Connecticut or somewhere. Right?
New Zealand.
Okay. Fine. Become a kangaroo. Or what do they have? Are they panda bears?
The Vatican.
That's worse than a kangaroo. Moitzinus ha'olam in ha'olam. So what should I do? Efroish behem b'yoysa.
Efroish.
You know, what do you do if there is a bottle of cyanide down the block? You go to America, right? You certainly don't, like, go see, you know, is it leaking yet? You go the other way, as far as you can. So you're right, that's what you should do. If you realize, we're just not so serious. We think it's a question if I'm going to be a super duper, very special, wonderful, excellent chosid, or a little bit less, right? Slightly imperfect. Right? But Martinez, we don't take it serious. But if somebody would take it seriously, 100%, he sees death, sees it staring at him in the nose. There it is. Right? He sees Kina, Tyvin, Coven, he sees it staring him in the nose, ready to eat him up, pounce. It's a tiger with its mouth open, the teeth are roaring. It's just ready to pounce. Right? And there's no zoo fence in the middle. So what do? You get out of there fast. You know, exit stage, whichever way you can go, quickly, out, goodbye, fast, away. That's the normal reaction. So, Efroish ben b'yoyse, ve'ezrach ekutzad ha'achroi. I'll go away from this. That's l'chore would be a normal reaction. And the only reason why we don't do this l'chore is because we're not serious enough. We don't take it serious. It is a life and death situation. But no. Achelo yuchel bosav le'yishtayayin v'lisa yishol le'yishav v'dira no v'li b'shmal v'shno el asak v'atzem v'akoshok v'yitzben k'goyin kohani akum, which in the earlier Prince says, not sleep. It says Kohani Akum. No, Kohani Akum didn't do that. If you ever read history, they were usually into taking things, actually. But
I missed the translation. What did the Rambam say to get out of this? What you should do?
We didn't get there yet. He said, if you do this, he says, you know who you're in company with? You know who she did this? This is the Kohani Akum.
It would she
do that? That you run away. Run the other direction.
Become a hermit.
Right? Become a hermit. Become a monk. Can't do that. Right? Why can't you do that? So the Rambam says, you know why? Because Gamzu Dech Rahi. You want to run away from Ra? We're going to go to a different Ra. You're going from Ra to Ra. That's no good. We also lay lechbo. Not allowed. Persian doesn't allow it. It's out of bounds. You can't go there. If you try that, you need krechoite. Now we're stuck.
Well, I don't know. What were you nikra before you went? I hope it's better. I mean, what were you?
What?
You were just a chote before.
So there were some people around who say that the choice is between dead and being a chote. I'd rather be a chote alive than a dead, not chote.
Right.
No, but that's ridiculous. That's stupid. You can't. Vayishan doesn't play games, right? There's two Ra's around. There are two Ra's in the world. Okay. The Vayishan has boundaries. And there are boundaries in both directions, and both of them are very serious. And you can only do it the right way. There's always one right way in the middle, the Derech HaYoshua, and there's two wrong ways. Too much this way and too much that way. No easy way out, my friends.
Let me get the punch, let me get the answer.
The answer's next week, my friend. Sorry.
There's a very big problem. There's a very big problem here.
You'll see, you'll come back.
There's a very big problem here. Eichel the Torah tells us that Precious in Masha Mutal.
What? You got it, my friend.
And here
what
Rambam is telling you, that if you
Poresh... Nikachoyte, Shereyu Oime Benoze V'chipa Lov Masha Chota Al HaNefesh, Omu Chocholim. Mahu nozer shloi poer shel min ayin sor kapor amne atz mit chol do do alachas kama ve kama ve fikh tzivu chachonim shloi im no adam atz mit mit vom shema nosoy toy bil vad ve lo ye oy satz mit de dor mo shvur sa dor mo toy kach om chachonim loy da ye chol ma shos toy ro ta shat oy sa alach dor ma khirim ve bikhlal ze ilu mes anim tomid einom bederach toyva و آسو خخامیم شیعه آدم مساگف عطمه به تاینس و اکال هدوار مئیلو که یایت به هم تیف شلویم هملک با آمان آل تیه چالی کاربی آل تیز خاکم یایت آل تیز خاکم هایی از دریجنال ایبه خاکم زینیش کن ایبه خاکم
which means what I'm saying is that don't go to the other side of it. But here there's an idea of the preachers from Mashma Mutalatam means that you have to, there are
boundaries. Very good, you're explaining the question excellently.
But it's a problem.
It's a big problem. It's not a small problem, it's a big problem. As a matter of life and death. We got to have a handle on this one. Because until now, we just thought it was a matter of whether we're going to be super duper special, wonderful, high class Hasidim, you know, something really super special. Or we're going to be regular old ice cream eaters, glass kosher ice cream eaters. Right? But now we find out that no, it's not like that exactly. You can actually fall off the face of the planet. And you know, there are people who did. And they weren't stum any old somebodies. They were like 5/6 of Klai Yisrael. Gone, goodbye. Maybe never to be heard of again. There were people like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, just barely got there with his fingernails and still needed the help of the savior of the Haverim to get him back for us. You can actually lose it. You can lose it all. You can have kolta, you'll be gorol ador, and goodbye, out, gornish. You can't read a posuk straight. Not one posuk, not a choydesh azelachem, turns into a cheir shoyalevon. This confusion is one that Belina, next week, we will try to clarify.
How do we do it?
How do you do it in Kappa?
Don't leave your house for a week.
That won't help. I'm still there.
And you mean you tried to tell me that in your house there's no Kina, Taiva, or Kovit? That's it, folks.
22.
Now, if anybody thinks about it once or twice during the week and is really bothered by it, then it was a successful shear. He still doesn't know where he's like, what's going on?
You look spaced.
I love these things. I'm in no hurry. I have so many.